just going into detail, something I didn't get cleared up with Peduzzi and something I didn't really think about. And then I got the paper back probably 1st of May, mid-May. So it's, I knew it was coming. It was just a long, drawn-out process. So, you know, something I got to deal with for 4 weeks. And the toughest part is not going to be, you know, being able to be around here. I can't play. I can't practice. So trying to go to find somewhere to train to where I can, you know, somehow keep in good football shape to where I can come back and play well week 5.
Was it a prescription or an over-the-counter?
I was a prescription.
Okay, why did you go through the Eagles doctors?
Well, I wasn't here. I mean, that's not an excuse. Usually if you take any supplement or anything, you're supposed to, you know, talk to the head trainer of Peduzzi. Peduzzi's really good with informing people. So something, you know, my mistake, and you know, I'm paying the price for it.
Can you tell us what the prescription was and what it was?
No, I talked to Chip this morning. Something I'm not going into detail about, but it sucks. The toughest part about it is just I'm not going to be able to be around here to battle. You know, I was expecting to come out here and get a good start, you know, week one, and something, you know, I can't do now. So it's all my fault. I don't have nobody to blame but myself, and, you know, it's all on me.
What was the medical issue?
Huh? I talked to Chip this morning. I'm not going into detail on any of that. You know, it sucks. It's something that – the biggest part is to let the team down, you know, let the fans down, and that's the toughest part.
So you're saying you spoke to Chip, you're saying Chip's telling you not to talk?
Yeah.
What did Chip say to you? What was his message to you?
You know, something, we have all the resources here, you know, something athletes have done before. We have all the resources here to help you with, if any issues, so something, you know, that I'll know in the future to do next time.
Have you already started working on the plan for those 4 weeks?
Huh?
When was the first time you spoke to Chip about?
I got the letter back mid May, so I told him right away. I called Howie. I went into his office and told him, you know, if they needed to make any moves, you know, try to get some people here or whatever they need. So that's what I did.
You didn't appeal it.
Huh? Yeah, I did appeal it, but that's why it took so long drive.
Is there already a plan in place for those 4 weeks?
You know, I really don't know. That's the thing I'm going to figure out, I guess, coming closer to week one, somewhere I can go and try to keep in football shape, at least try to, you know, do some one-on-ones with somebody or something like that. So that's going to be the toughest part, just not being around here playing, because it's hard to come to play in a game when you're not being able to practice.
I mean, do you understand you that because, finish. I mean, because you can't tell us what the prescribed medicine mm-hmm. for, why you took it, and mm-hmm. You added some weight in the off season. People, mm-hmm. if you see you're bigger, that there's going to be speculation that you've taken, you know, some sort of drug. I mean, do you understand that that's kind of entailed in all this?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's people's opinions. I mean, it's nothing I can stop or, you know, prevent. But, you know, it's ultimately my mistake. I brought this all on myself, and it's something I got to deal with, and let my teammates down, letting, you know, Chip down and Howie and everybody in the Eagles organization. So that's the biggest deal with it.
You finished up kind of strongly last year as far as your play is concerned. Mm-hmm. Obviously looking forward to a big year this mm-hmm. year. How does this, like, impact your growth as a player? Do you think it will affect that?
Well, I felt I had a, you know, really good mini camp, OTAs, and I was expecting to go out there and do well, just progress, you know, from where I left off last year. Because I felt last year at the end of the season I was starting to get, you know, very confident in what I was doing and getting a lot better than what I was. So it's going to be a halt. The biggest thing is coming in week 5 and seeing how I do. That's going to be the biggest test for me.
When did you take the prescription drug? Was it
during
the season last year?
No, it was during April.
Lane,
do you think the 4 games that you got was fair compared to the 2 games that Ray Rice got?
I mean, that's the rule. I mean, I got what I deserved. I'm not even real quite sure. I mean, I know Ray Rice is in trouble. I haven't really followed the story too much. But, you know, players have done this before, have been in my shoes, and it's a rule. And, you know, as a professional, you're supposed to be aware of what you put in your body and take precautions. So, I mean, that's something I didn't do, and now I'm paying the price.
Was it just a personal doctor or who kind of recommended the
medicine? Yeah, it was a family physician that I've used over the years.
Did you assume it was okay?
It's not just you. Jake Knott also was suspended. Is there a lack of oversight in this building that what you guys are putting in?
No, it's not that. I mean, we have there's a list of like 100, 200 banned substances you can't take. They're all over the building. It's just something I think athletes kind of get carried away a little bit. You know, obviously, like supplements and stuff like that aren't FDA regulated, so it's real easy to, you know, to maybe take something you're not aware of. But, you know, that's no excuse. They, you know, in our meetings, they tell us all the time to talk to our trainers, and you know, something I didn't do.
Did she give you any indication how this will affect your snaps during the preseason, during camp?
I don't know. I'll know more. Tomorrow, whenever we start. So, I'm sure it will affect you. I'm not quite sure what it's going
to
do.
How confident are you in the guys behind you to fill in for you?
I think Garner's a great player. I think Kelly's a great player. And Barbary, you know, just watching him practice last year, I think he can be a dominant player when he plays. But he's a really great guy. And, y'all got a lot of teammates support me right now. So, I think the guys will fill my shoes really well.
During that four-week window, can you listen to, like, team meetings on podcasts or Skype with coaches or any of that?
I don't know about that either. I don't know what all the rules are. I would hope so. If I could, you know, engage in meetings, if I could do that, I mean, I would really want to.
You allowed in the building?
I'm not allowed here at all. I think September 29th is when I'm allowed to return. So, other than that, I'll be out for a month.